The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing Simin Tzadi Dalid of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are discussing the laws of Eruv Chatzeros. We previously pointed out that if multiple families share a single courtyard, it would be necessary for them to make an Eruv Chatzeros in order to allow them to carry from the courtyard into their private homes or from their homes to the courtyard. This is a rabbinic enactment to make sure that people do not confuse the courtyard with a Rishus HaRabim and inadvertently come to carry to the Rishus HaRabim or from the Rishus HaRabim. However, if there's a non-Jew who is among the people who share the Eruv Chatzeros, his sharing would serve as an impediment for the rest of the neighbors to join together in making an Erev Chatzeros, and therefore it would be necessary for them to form some type of schiris, a rental, where they have a degree of ownership over his property that relates to this Chatzer. Now, in Halacha Tezayin, we are saying like this: Afilo im hagoy dor b'chotzer acher. Even if the non-Jew dwells in a different courtyard, elo she'ein lo derech l'rishus harabim, rak derech hachotzer. But he only has a path to get to the public domain through this chotzer, she'ha Yisraelim darim bo, which the Jews are living there. Meaning, even though the non-Jew is not really a part of this courtyard, but since the only route that he has in order to get out to the Rishus HaRabim is through this courtyard, so therefore he has an element of ownership since he has the rights to get through it. Oh, shehudor ba'aliyah, or if the non-Jew dwells in the attic of one of the homes, v'hamadregos hein letoch hachatzer, and the steps that he uses in order to get out go into this courtyard. So once again, he has some element of ownership because he has the rights to go through the courtyard. In both of these cases, Gam Kein Oser Aleihem, he would forbid everyone else from making an Eruv Chatzeros, and no one would be allowed to carry from their homes to the courtyard or from the courtyard to their homes. Halacha Yud Zayin. Im hachatzer hu shel Yisrael. If the courtyard belongs to Jews, ela shehischer o hisho sham dira legoy, but they are renting out or lending out an apartment for a non-Jew to live there. In this case, even though the non-Jew does have an element of ownership in the chatzer, Eino Oser, he does not forbid everyone else from making an Erev Chatzeres there. Ki lo hischir o hishil lo, because when the Jew had rented out to him or lent him the place for him to live, he did not do so adas sheyaser al bnei Yisrael, with the purpose that his presence there should be forbidding Jews from carrying. Vafilo imbau hechatzer ba'atzmo eina darsha. This is true, meaning it is true that the non-Jew who is renting or borrowing a living space in this courtyard does not prevent the Jews there from making an Erev Chatzeros, even if the landlord, the Jewish landlord himself, does not live there. It doesn't matter, because the point is that when the non-Jew is renting or borrowing it, he did not get full control over the area, and there's an element that was withheld in terms of his bialis, in terms of his ownership, in order that the Jews could still make their Erev Chatzeres over there. The Mishnah Berurah argues in this, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, this that the non-Jewish renter or borrower does not disqualify the Erev Chatzeres, that only works if the Jewish landlord himself lives in this Chatzer. But if he does not live in the Chatzer, then the Jews who are living there may not make an Erev Chatzeres. So it appears that when the non-Jew is living there, the only way to allow a Ruve Chatzeres to be made is if the property of the non-Jew is rented out by Jews. So the next five halachas deal with the nature of this rental. Halacha Yud Ches. Ketzad Sochrin, how can Jews rent the property from the non-Jews in a way that would allow them to make an Erev Chatzeres? Omer lo HaYisrael, the Jew says to the non-Jew, Hascher li Rishuscha b'moz elo. He says, rent me your property with this money. And he does not need to explain to the non-Jew that the reason he wants to rent it is in order to permit the Jews to carry things in the courtyard. But if he says, give me the rights to go there, even though he says explicitly, it's for the purpose so that I could carry things within the courtyard, lo mahani, it does not suffice, because that is not a bona fide rental. Halacha yutes, yachol liskar, the rental could take effect, afilo meishto, even if it is from the wife of the non-Jewish landlord, and even from the servant of the non-Jewish landlord. The Mishnah Berurah explains that as long as the servant has the right to make use of the home or the chatzer, so then he also has the right to rent it out to other Jews. Halacha Chaf deals with the question of how long does the rental take effect. He says, Sochar es harishus stam. If the Jew rents the property of the non-Jew without specification of a length of time, mahani, so the rental remains in effect, lekozman shelo chazar bar boy hagoy, as long as the non-Jew does not revoke the rental, fuhu darsham, and the non-Jew is still living there. Avaim yatsa misham goizeh, but let's say the non-Jew has already moved out, v'nichnas acher b'mkomo, and now another non-Jew has come in and moved in his place, tzrichin l'skar mechadash mizeh sheni, now they need to actualize a new rental from the new non-Jewish resident there. V'yimsacha l'zman, and if they did rent it for a certain period of time, u'besoch hazman hisker hagod yirasa l'go acher, and during the course of that time, the non-Jew rented out his apartment to a different non-Jew, dai b'schiras harishon, the original rental that the Jew made with the non-Jew is still in effect because it had a time limitation in it. Aval im meis, however, let's say the non-Jew died, o shemecharo la'acher b'soch hazman, or he sold the property to another non-Jew during this time period, tzarech lachzor v'liskor mehayoresh o mehalokeach, it would be necessary for the Jew to make a new rental arrangement with either the heir or with the buyer. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in a case where the non-Jew died, it is not necessary to make a new rental agreement with the heir. And even in the case where he sold it to someone else, so the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only lechatchila that's necessary to make a new rental agreement with the new purchaser, but b'di'eved, one can still rely on the original rental agreement. V'im socha mimishorso, and if he rented it from the servant of the non-Jew, imsachar stam, if he rented it without giving a specified amount of time, lo mahani elakozman shemeshores hazeh husham. The rental only remains in effect as long as this servant is still there. V'imsachar lizman, and if he rented it from the servant of the non-Jew for a specific amount of time, afilo nistalek hamishares, even if the servant left, mahani haschiras adesman, so the rental remains in effect until that time period is up. Halacha chaf aleph. Bekol makom shenisvad la haschiras, in all situations in which an original rental arrangement was void, utzrichen lachsa v'lisgar, and it is necessary to make a new rental arrangement, tzrichim gam kein lasos eruv mechadash, it is necessary to make a new eruv. De ein eruv chozer v'neir, because once an eruv is not effective, it cannot come back to life just based on the fact that now the rental arrangement was made with a non-Jew. It would be necessary to, after making the rent arrangement, to make the Erev all over again. Halacha Chaf Beis deals with a very common problem, and that is, in most cases, the non-Jew will not really be interested in renting out his residence to Jews. So, is there still a way of having an effective Erev Chatzeres? He says, Im i'afshel l'schar mimenu es harishus, if it is impossible to rent the property from the non-Jew, yivakish mimenu echad min ha-Yisraelim, one of the Jews should request from him, sheyashil lo makam birishuso hamiyuchad lo, that he should be allowed to borrow a certain area in his domain, lahaniach sham eza chefetz, so that the Jew could put there some object. V'yaniach sham es hacheifetz, and the Jew puts there his item. U'bezeh koneh ha-Yisrael es ha-makom, and through this, the Jew now has an element of ownership on that spot. V'afilo lokach es hacheifetz misham kodem Shabbos, even if he takes away the item from that area before Shabbos, mikol makam, nevertheless, kevin shahoya lahayisrael rishus lanir sham chetzo gam b'Shabbos, since the Jew had permission to put there his article even on Shabbos, nechshav ki ilu yesh lo sham chelak badira, it is considered as if the Jew has a portion, he has rights to the apartment, v'yachol ha-Yisrael hazer lahasker es ha-reshus l'chol b'nei ha-chatzer, and now this Jew has the ability to rent out the property to all of the other members, Jewish members, of the courtyard. The Mishnah Berurah mentions an alternate approach, and that is that the Jew should request from the non-Jew a space in his property in which all of the Jews would be able to have an element of bialis, an element of ownership over it. In any case, there must be some form of bialis, of ownership, that pertains to the Jewish members of the Chatzer in order for the Erev Chatzeros to be able to take effect. Halacha Chaf Beis deals with a very common problem, and that is, in most cases, the non-Jew will not really be interested in renting out his residence to Jews. So, is there still a way of having an effective Erev Chatzeres? He says, Im i'afshel l'schar mimenu es harishus, if it is impossible to rent the property from the non-Jew, yivakish mimenu echad min ha-Yisraelim, one of the Jews should request from him, sheyashil lo makam birishuso hamiyuchad lo, that he should be allowed to borrow a certain area in his domain, lahaniach sham eza chefetz, so that the Jew could put there some object. V'yaniach sham es hachefetz, And the Jew puts there his item, Ubezeh koner ha-Yisrael es-amakom. And through this, the Jew now has an element of ownership on that spot. V'afilo lokach es-achefetz misham kodem Shabbos, even if he takes away the item from that area before Shabbos, mikol makam, nevertheless, kevin shehoya l'hayisrael rishus l'anir shem chefzo gam b'Shabbos. Since the Jew had permission to put there his article even on Shabbos, nechshav ki ilu yesh lo shem chelek badira, it is considered as if the Jew has a portion, he has rights to the apartment, V'yachol ha-Yisrael hazer lahasker es ha-reshus l'chol b'nei ha-chatzer. And now this Jew has the ability to rent out the property to all of the other members, Jewish members, of the courtyard. The Mishnah Berurah mentions an alternate approach, and that is that the Jew should request from the non-Jew a space in his property in which all of the Jews would be able to have an element of bialis, an element of ownership over it. In any case, there must be some form of bialis, of ownership, that pertains to the Jewish members of the chatzer in order for the Erev Chatzeros to be able to take effect. Until now, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was discussing making a Ruvei Chatzeros. He was referring to situations in which multiple homes open up to a common courtyard. In the final three se'ifim in this chapter, he will be discussing the community-wide Erev, or the city-wide Erev. The idea of turning an entire city into a virtual Rishus HaYachid is something which is very controversial. The purpose of making a Ruvei Chatzeros was not to convert a non-Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaYachid. Rather, it was to allow people to carry from the homes into a shared Rishus HaYachid and vice versa. The concept behind a city-wide Eruv is that all of the streets of the city will be surrounded by a conceptual partition which would turn the entire city into a Rishus HaYachid, thereby allowing people to carry from their homes to the street, from the streets to the home, and within the street as well. Throughout the ages, most major Jewish communities did have Erevin built, but they certainly were not without controversy. Every city has complex issues that are involved with its Erev, and certainly constructing and maintaining the Erevin must be left to the most responsible Rabbanim. In Halacha Chaf Dalet, he tells us, Beharbe kihilos misaknim kol hamivoos v'harachavos be'erevin. In many Jewish communities, they fixed up all of the alleyways and the streets with Erevin. Dahainu b'tsuras ha-pesach u'kedoma. This is referring to having the pole and string and the like. Now, the rule is that the poles and strings, if they are built properly, can serve as a virtual partition, and thereby whatever is enclosed within should qualify as a Rishus HaYachid. However, this would not work if the area within is initially a Rishus HaRabim. It would only transform the area to a Rishus HaYachid if it starts off being a Carmelis. So consequently, a city which is a major metropolis, according to many poskim, there's no way to transform that into a Rishus HaYachid. So the Kitzur tells us, Sochrin Rishus Min HaGoyim, the community would rent the rights from the non-Jews, L'man Yuchlu L'Tauto B'Kol Eir, in order to allow them to carry throughout the city. V'tzrichin lasos ko'atikunim aydei rav mumcha u'baki, and they would need to do all of the construction by an expert rav. U'bimkomos elo, and in these locations, nogin lahaniach es eruvei chatzeros b'beis ha-kneses, they have the custom of leaving the eruv chatzeros food in the shul, Mishum diyesh lo din shutaf, because the shul has a din of a partnership, ve'ein atzarech dafka beis dira, and it does not necessarily require a residence. Now this means that Erev Chatzeros food is available for anyone in the community to take it, to eat it, because every Jew in the community has a portion in it. Halacha Chaf Hei, Avo Bimkomo She'ein Ha'ir Misukenes Be'erevin. However, in those places where the city is not fixed up with Erevin, Gam kisha osin eruve chatzeros bishvil hadayorin shebechatz beis hakneses, even when they make eruve chatzeros on behalf of the dwellings which are in the courtyard of the shul, also la niach haseirav beis hakneses, it is forbidden for them to put the eruv in the shul. Elo tzrichim lahanicho beveis dira, but rather the Erev food must be placed in a residence. Halacha Chaf Vav, Ir HaMisukenes Be'erevin, a city that is turned into a Rishus HaYachid through the use of Erevin, V'niskalko HaErev B'Shabbos, and on Shabbos the Erev becomes damaged. It could be through a big storm, it could be through vandalism, it could be through construction being done nearby. Azai Kol HaChatzeros Shehen Kitikunan, Ve'ein Behem Pirtzer Ha'oseres, then what would happen is that all of the chatzeros that are proper and fixed up and they have no breach that would forbid it, Afilo Yesh Bechatzer Kama Batim, even if the courtyard has many homes in it, Mutarin L'Taltusham Kol Oso HaShabbos, they would be permitted to carry there the entire Shabbos. V'yafo Pisha Ayruve Chatzeros Hu B'Rishus Acher, even though the Erev Chatzeros food is in another domain, Shenechlak Atom Michatzer, which is now split off from this Chatzer, Mikomakam Mutter, it's still permissible, Mishim Dilinyan Ze Aminan, because regarding this issue of carrying in the Chatzer, we say, Shabbos Kevin Shehutra Hutra, that once we permit carrying there on Shabbos, it's permitted to carry there. V'kevin sheyesh chashash gadol shelo yikashlu rabim lases gam b'mokam shenesa kevin shehugalu beheter, and since there's a very serious concern that we don't want people to stumble and to carry in places that are forbidden because they're used to carrying their beheter when the Erev is up, al kein im efshe letakno ayidei goy, therefore if it is at all possible to fix the Erev on Shabbos by having a non-Jew do the construction, mutar, it is permissible. Even though normally we don't ask non-Jews to do malacha for us on Shabbos, in this case where it's a necessity for the community, it is the right thing to do. V'im nikra hachevel shebetsuras ha-pesach, and if the rope, which is part of the doorway formation, tore, the efshar shago yisakno ba'aniva o bekesher achad va'aniva agabav matov, if it is possible for the non-Jew to fix it up by making a bow rather than a knot, or by making a single knot and a bow on top of it, and if that would hold, that would be wonderful. In this way, we would not be asking him to do malacha midiraisa. But if it is necessary to have him do malacha midiraisa, so it is worthwhile to have him do so in order to prevent Jews from violating Hotzah on Shabbat. In Halacha Chav Zayin, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch qualifies what he just said, that once something started off at the onset of the Shabbos in a permissible manner, then it would be considered permissible for the entire Shabbos, and therefore when the Erev comes down, it would still be permitted to carry in within the Chatzeros themselves. So now he qualifies it by saying that if Yom Tov is on Friday, and the Erev tore or broke on Yom Tov, we don't say that carrying within the Chatzeros would also be permissible on Shabbos, because it wasn't, because at the onset of the Shabbos it was already broken. So let's see. He says, "Imchol Yom Tov be'erev Shabbos." If Yom Tov falls out on Friday. V'niskalko oza erev, and the erev gets damaged then, meaning on Yom Tov. Afagav da erev moyo gam li Yom Tov le'inyin dvarim she'enam litzarech. Even though the erev is also useful for Yom Tov, to allow people to carry things that are unnecessary, as we will discuss later on in Simen Tzadiches. Nevertheless, lo aminan hoyo v'hutta the Yom Tov hutta gam l'Shabbos. We do not say that since it was permissible to carry within the chatzeros on Yom Tov, because at the onset of Yom Tov there was an erev, so therefore it should also be permitted to carry on Shabbos. Mishum di Yom Tov v'Shabbos shnei kedushas hein, because Yom Tov and Shabbos are two different forms of sanctity, and therefore the heter for Yom Tov would not carry over into Shabbos.